What's up guys, this is Danny from Rethink Peer-to-Peer Lending. Welcome back to yet another video on my channel. Today I'm in the office of Twino and alongside me, Helvi Senselis, CEO of the Twino Peer-to-Peer platform. Helvi, thank you so much for having me in the office today, showing me around and the possibility also to answer you a couple of questions.
Hi, thanks for coming.
To start off, let's talk about your well-being at Twino. You've been with the company since November 2022. Prior, there have been quite a few changes in terms of the CEO position. Now, you have been a constant pillar, let's say, for the past 18 to 24 months. How would you assess your time in general since being the top of the operational being in charge of the operational department at Twino?
Yeah, it's actually a long time altogether since I've been with Twino. I think in a sense it says that I think that it's a great company overall with its ups and downs as everyone, but always there's no I'm always of the opinion that there's no progress without a little bit of failure, maybe now and then. So that's just the way that it happens. The almost past 2 years have been especially interesting times for me as the CEO. I think the first. If you sort of look at it, I think you can to some extent split it in like two parts. I think the first year overall we were focusing more on sort of getting the company in more calm waters, if you can say so. A lot of things had happened and the changes before that. In parallel, also during the first year, we were working on launching the real estate rentals product on platform. That was also something that took a lot of time. While afterwards, during the last year, I think more focus has been on the company itself, on the team, on the processes that we. What and how we are doing with the aim to improve them and be more efficient and be in a better place to grow in the future, right? And that's also something that we're focusing on now. A lot of this AI components and automation and smart working, and we are definitely considering it as a vital element of a company that wants to be successful in the long run, and that's from an operational perspective. That's currently one of our key focus areas that we are working on.
Hmm. All right, a couple of topics we will pick up in our conversation for sure. Maybe just one thing that came to my attention when I was reviewing your LinkedIn profile. I saw that prior being the CEO at Twino, you also worked previously for Twino for about 3.5 years as a group tax manager. Can you explain like why you left Twino back then? What was the company in between? What was the reason then you also rejoined Twino?
Yeah, if you look at my background in a sort of wider perspective, so I actually initially came from consulting. Tax consulting was the area of my expertise, and that's also the role in which I joined Twino in the beginning. And then at some point, I had decided to maybe focus a bit more on developing the tax service as a practice of my own. But I never really fully left Twino. We remained in cooperation, it was just a slightly different format, but then you know how, you never know how life will turn out, and then after some time our roads crossed again, but already in a different format. Like we had a good like the times in the beginning, the times with Gino, I have only good memories, and also we always stayed in touch with Armands and the company, as I mentioned, in general. So we were on a very good relationship, and then at a certain point, Armands approached me, and I just couldn't say no.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, just to reflect a little bit on your professional background, and because I saw there was a small loop in between your Twino stints, I just wanted to get a better understanding about it. Now that you spoke already about, let's say, the operational challenges or tasks that you're working on at Twino, maybe if you could prioritize what you think are like the most important elements that you're currently working on with the platform. Is it, you know, whether it's increasing supply, demand, or something internal with the staff, new products, where do you see the focus right now?
Well, I think, as I always point out, Twino as an investment platform, so it has since the very beginning been serving the group or to some extent related companies, right? And historically, we've had a lot of different businesses on the lending business side that the platform has serviced. Today, I think the focus from a more strategic perspective is to not so much to expand the number of markets, but to focus on the ones that the business is good in. And currently for us, it's Poland. That is the main focus for us. That being said, for the platform, clearly having a sort of just one active company that is being funded is not optimal. Then again, the business is growing, and as long as it's of a sufficient size, it's enough for the platform to keep operating. It makes sense, but at the same time, we are also thinking about developing the investment platform as a separate business. It's always been on the table. It's just the matter that up to now, the priorities have been the business within the group of companies, right? But I think now the focus is shifting, and as I said, there is no exact products or markets or something that I can share with you now, but what we are doing, we are focusing on preparing ourselves to be in a place where we are ready to do it, right? As I mentioned, like fixing or improving the processes within the company, so that we have time, energy, and we can fully focus on something new. Mm. I think clearly the real estate as an asset class is something that is already present. We haven't been focusing on it as much as we could have. But again, it's a matter of priorities. I think that's definitely something that we will put more emphasis on in the future, as well as other products and asset classes.
Mm. Let's pick up this real estate topic for a second, because I notice a kind of a shift also, and let's say that the emphasis, especially after you closed now your business operations in Asia from the consumer lending perspective, with only Poland or the Polish consumer market now remaining. What's the strategic focus of Twino in the future? Is it more towards real estate, or do you consider bringing also other consumer lending markets into play?
I think what is already visible also from the recent actions and all in all, but so the strategic direction that the whole group of companies all together is going towards is like a less risky markets, lower yeah level of risk for the businesses, which is also why we recent some time ago announced the exit of the Asia Pacific region. As such, there are currently no new markets in the lending business. The strategic focus is Poland, where we also, I think what's worth mentioning and pointing out is that Poland is for the group one of the oldest markets, and we know the market good, and the current operations, while of course the nature is still consumer lending, but the company there, it's a payment institution, and the lending takes place in the form of these credit cards that you can also pay with. The company I know for also is focusing on as they've recently also announced on this new prime product under Halvo brand. Let's see how that goes. I know that they're also working on expanding the service offering.
I wanted to go, sorry to interrupt, because I wanted to go into the Polish market and also in particular, but just for now, if you can explain, like, are there, because for me it's important to understand, like, if there's a shifting focus, which for me is kind of visible, going towards more real estate projects.
So in that sense, I would say yes, to some extent, because there are already a couple of these real estate development projects that have been carried out. Mm-hmm. There is one more that's on the horizon, yet not all of them have been directly or indirectly financed on the platform itself, but I think that we could expect more real estate related products mm-hmm. like this rentals or the development itself in the platform in the future, and maybe not less of these loans proportionally, because it's still the main focus, of course, of the business. But you could see more real estate and something else. Mm.
And can investors expect also other lending companies outside of Poland to be on the Twino marketplace?
If it's a matter of lending companies that are not part of Twino Group, that has been a couple of times on the table. We have considered it, but so far the decision has been not to do it. But I think that that's something that could be possible. Not saying that it will be the case, but yeah. Maybe.
So Poland is, let's say, the flagship country for the Twino Group. There's no other lending operations currently happening outside of Poland.
You could say that, yes. Ah. It's the main focus.
Okay, so it seems like the only alternative to bring additional lending companies for the consumer lending sector is then external parties, something you consider?
Well, not necessarily. I would say that if you look at the history and geography that we've been in, basically we've been almost everywhere except for Africa.
Especially considering the history of your broadened experiences you gathered in the past. Is there no market whatsoever where you feel like it's sufficient to operate the lending business in?
Not necessarily. It's. I think it's more of a matter of the strategic direction from the shareholder that we are going in. And while we are good and historically have proven that we are good at the lending, it seems that the strategic direction is a bit different today than it was like 10 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. So, and then that's what we can see also on the platform as well as on the lending business side. a decreasing number of the companies themselves and their geographies, but an increasing focus and the size of the business in the ones that are left there.
Hmm. All right. Let's talk about Poland. Obviously, the your flagship country on the consumer lending side. Maybe can you explain from your own perspective the regulatory changes that happened early 2024? What they entail, and why do you feel like Twino is on a side where the regulatory situation doesn't affect your lending operations?
Sure. I think it more or less applies to any market, including Poland, with respect to the regulator. Like the regulator, what they want to do is they want to just protect the consumers ultimately. That's what is their main goal. And in that sense, us and them, we have a common goal. We also want to protect the investors and offer them the best service possible. That being said, the regulatory landscape in all of the countries, so the direction is clear. The regulator is trying to ensure that there are no companies, or at least that there is as less as possible these companies that operate not in line with the best practices, and that we can also see in Poland. And so what's happened, they are addressing the question of these non-regulated lending companies taking money from non-regulated investment platforms where there is no regulation, and they are just trying to put more order in place. And in that sense, our business in Poland, it's a regulated business in a sense. We are in close cooperation there with the regulator as well. It's a regulated business here on the investment platform side, and we are again in close cooperation with the regulator on a daily basis. So we see no like signs of threat, at least a significant or in the near future, right? We are communicating with them. They know what we are up to. We know what they want, and then so far the cooperation has been good, and I see no reason for it to change in the future. I agree that regulation needs to be there, that it's good that the regulator is looking into how other companies are obtaining the funds, and it's, I think in the end it will be best for everyone that the companies that are not able to sort of fulfill this regulatory threshold, they will just end their business, and the ones that are good will stay on the market.
Sure.
And I'm sure that we will be one of them.
I would argue from my perspective, being a licensed institution in Poland is, let's say, one side of the medal and of the recent adjustments. The other is the source of funds. Because from my understanding, those payment institutions or lending companies in Poland, they are not allowed to fund their portfolios through crowdfunding platforms, mm-hmm. such as Twino would be in that case. Do you think this is kind of a loophole that will be exposed sooner or later, which will force Twino to stop issuing basically consumer loans from the Twino portfolio?
This is, of course, just my opinion, right? I'm not a magician. I cannot predict the future, right? But my opinion is that no, I wouldn't agree that it's a loophole, because there are very clear requirements for, and like there are very clear requirements who can do what, and what is allowed, what is not allowed, and the lending companies, they are not allowed to use these platforms, let's call them like that, but for banks and payment institutions, it's not forbidden, right? And I think calling it a loophole, I understand like where the skepticism comes from, but at the same time, as I've mentioned already a lot of times and can just repeat myself once more, operating a regulated entity like an investment brokerage firm or a payment institution, it takes quite a lot of work and it's quite expensive, and in that sense there's, at least I think there's no, it doesn't make sense to do it just for the sake of using it as a loophole. Like if you do it, you do it properly, otherwise it doesn't make sense. And that's also the case for Netcredit in Poland. As I mentioned, the essence, of course, is still consumer credit currently, but it's no longer a loan. Like the company is not like those lending companies, other lending companies currently, or like the business was some like time in the past, that they offer just loans and that's it. So they offer these credit cards, the customers, they can pay with them. It's a completely different service, like it's a different league or different product. And in that sense, at least I think that it's not, in our case, it's not appropriate to say that it's a loophole, right? Especially given that the company, I know that they are planning to expand the service offering by introducing also physical credit cards and other services related to these payments. So,
Okay,
but the regulator is the regulator. If they decide to change the law also for payment institutions, then that's a different thing. That's of course something that can happen. But if you ask me, then I think that that's not something that they currently focus on. So their focus is to eliminate these bad practices with the lending companies, and I think that's what they're doing.
Mm. Okay, so the likelihood of Twino stopping the business operations in Poland, at least from, you know, financing from the Twino side, you see, goes towards zero?
No, like zero and 100, it's like I never say never, right? But I would assess it as low. And even so, that's... So this question also, like there are two parts. Like one is the future growth of the company, but the other question is the investors and they getting back their investments, and these are two separate questions, and the latter, we currently see that the, let's say, portfolio and financial health is good for Netcredit, and yeah, I would there's always risk.
Mm.
Right? It's no, there's no free lunch, but I would say that the likelihood of what you were asking is low currently.
Mm. From my perspective, I believe that from my understanding, Netcredit is, let's say, not in the danger of not continuing its business operations, but the source of funds has to come from somewhere else, and then would eventually, this would lead up to lending products being dried up on the Twino peer-to-peer platform. So I think that's a bigger concern than Netcredit running out of the business, because it's just a matter of how you facilitate and where do you attract the funds from.
But then again,
from the balance sheet, for instance.
But then again, there are various ways how the financing can be attracted, right? Currently, we are using these asset-backed securities, but that's not the only way, there's a lot of other instruments that can be used. So if the time comes, we will definitely consider that in more depth.
But we are talking mostly, let's say, from the perspective from the investors that, you know, want to have also Polish assets on the
platform. But also, if we change the format of the product or the investment type, if it's still available, then then also the investors can still invest. So say maybe it's not an asset-backed security, maybe it's a bond or some other instrument, right?
Sure. For your brokerage license, you maybe find a way to disguise it in a slightly different way then, but that's then something for future debates. For now, let's switch to Asia, the Asian market, where you exited this year. It was, I think, around April. I saw, or we all witnessed, that let's say a lot of more reputable lenders have exited the market already quite some time before, about a year, compared to Twino. What made you go take this way right now, and you consider that you maybe have exposed yourself too long for a certain risk, specifically in Vietnam, and you think you were a bit like too late to exit, or how do you assess the situation in Vietnam as a whole?
Like, I think what a slight point to point out is that I'm not in charge of the lending operations, so it was not my decision as such. But that being said, we do follow what's going on there also from the platform perspective. If the question is, would it have been better to make the decision faster? Maybe looking from today's perspective, probably yes. But at the same time, you know, there's in any market, there is at least a couple of players in the lending business who are doing it, and who are doing it successfully, and apparently the team still, until the point where the decision was made, the team was still feeling confident that they will succeed. But at that point, when the decision was made, there were too many signs that it's too big of a risk, and the decision was made. So there's not much more that I can say about that. The others, well, someone exited sooner. There are still some players that are present, so you never know.
Can you communicate more, or can you comment more in detail about what was happening in Vietnam? Because I understand, like, you're not in charge of the lending operations, but at the same time, it's as you facilitate through the Twino platform. Sure. So I guess to an extent, you're aware of what's happening, right?
So in essence, what was happening is that there's always the good guys and the bad guys, and the bad guys make a mess, and then the good guys have to clean it up and suffer from it. And so in essence, what happened in Vietnam is that there were a lot of companies, especially coming from China, that were like really doing the lending there in a very aggressive manner, and not being responsible, and clearly the regulator reacted. And in the beginning, so we saw, and it was also public information, that there had been these raids in the companies, in the offices, and that some people were arrested, right? But at the same time, none of those things were happening and happened up to the point, even when the decision was made to exit the market, with the lending companies that are financed through Twino platform. So I think the initially the expectation was that the regulator will focus more on these companies that are not being so responsible, but in the end it turned out that sort of everyone was affected more than it was anticipated, and that's what essentially happened, and the risk was just too high to continue it. So a decision was made not to do it, like stop it, and I think it's best for everyone.
According to the latest performance report that I saw and where I pulled the data, it was around a 4.2 million portfolio outstanding in Vietnam. Two questions here. How long, if you know, like, are, let's say, the maturities, so until when those loans will be paid back? And what, second question, is the risk of potential pending payments now repaying the loans to investors?
Mm-hmm. So at this stage, it's already less than four outstanding. The repayments, the maturities that have come, the repayments have all been made on time so far. And from what we are communicating with the guys there, so there are no signs currently that something will be pending. Yes, but again, there's always some risk. I mean, it can play out in various ways. We never know how the regulator or the local authorities act. So there's several factors that can affect it. But for now, there are no signs that that there should be pending payments, and we are looking at it. It's in our interest to get back the funds to the investors as soon as possible, not to wait till the end of the maturities, right?
But like, when will this be? So what's the time?
Like all of the products listed, they were listed for a 12-month period. So since we haven't been listing these products for quite some time already, so I think end of year is when it definitely should be closed, but we of course are hoping for a sooner repayment from them.
Okay.
Let's see how it goes.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So that's the chapter of Vietnam. Maybe we switch lastly towards Russia. Here, the latest data was the same: 4.2 million still frozen. In Russia. Can you comment on what the progress is in Russia? Is it still the limitation of, I think it's roughly 100,000 euro that can be transferred towards European accounts? Is that still the same? And does Twino make any progress to maybe accelerate this process?
So there's very little changes, unfortunately, on that side. I think the positive and good news is that these monthly payments, we see them coming in every month, and that's currently the best that we can ensure. We are trying, of course, various different ways to get the funds out of the country sooner and in a larger amount, but unfortunately, it just seems that currently it's not possible. But nevertheless, of course, we try to do it.
If we're looking at the schedule right now, with the repayments, how long would it take until all funds have been paid back?
I think we had communicated it, assuming that it's around 100,000 euros per month. Then 3-ish years, I think, from now. Of course, it depends on the exchange rate of the currency itself. But then again, I think always try to find something positive. I think again, from the perspective of the investors, what's worth to point out that the interest is being paid on those amounts, and as an investment, even though it's maybe not the most preferable for none of us at this point, it's still paying the return to the investors. So
by the expense of not accessing liquidity or having liquidity or accessing your funds for 3 years, and even longer if we consider like the 2 years we are already in that situation. So
that there's always a risk of these investments, and I think everyone tries to do the best that they can. And yes, the liquidity for those particular funds is not there, but at least the status is pending, not defaulted, and in the sense it's still it's pending and performing. So
That's a good cue, because maybe you can talk about the performance of the loan portfolio itself. It would be interesting for both Russia and Vietnam, as far as you know. So is it also performing accordingly to ensure the repayments in the long run in both markets?
We from what we know, it is performing, and if it were, for example, if it were the situation to change drastically, that these limitations are no longer there, then I think the repayments should be there.
Okay.
Instantly, not within these 3 years, because the companies there are in good shape.
All right. Yeah. Interesting insights. Obviously, risk management, something many people look at. You know, obviously, let's say the situation in Russia could have been defined maybe as a bit more like unforeseen events, but then at the same time, from my feeling, like the lessons learned, and then also maybe like imposing more risk, let's say in the Asian market longer than probably necessary, could have been maybe a more sensible approach from my perspective, but that's just to add from my side. And then maybe lastly, just to wrap up, if you can or want to give just a quick outlook for investors. You mentioned you have a very loyal investor base. So what can they expect from Chewino in the future? What are the next projects coming up?
So definitely, we see from the platform size overall and the product composition within the platform that we've been rather stable for the last couple of years. Like while some products are being repaid and not listed anymore, then the others have been growing. In this case, I of course refer to Poland. So far, it has been the case that more or less what has been repaid from other products has been reinvested in Poland. Which of course is something that we are happy about, that the investors are loyal and staying with us as an investment company. In the future, we expect that the Polish this net credit portfolio will continue to grow. And in the near future, that would also require new funds flowing in from the investors. So you can definitely expect us being more active in the communication, on the communication side. Also, we are working on some improvements for the platform itself and the functionality that I will not go into much detail now, but I hope that by the end of the summer we'll be able to show that as well. And last but not least, I think not this year definitely, but maybe already closer to the year and next year, some new products, or as I mentioned in the beginning, or more real estate related products or different asset classes is definitely something that the investors can expect. The strategic direction that the company, that we as a company are going into, is to offer a more diverse range of investment products to the investors that not necessarily are linked to the businesses in neither the lending nor the real estate business segments of the group, but also some non-related products. So I think there's, as always, much to come in the future for everyone, including the investors.
All right, which should be the primary target then. All right. Thank you for those answers, Helvis. Much appreciate, and wish you good success also for the years to come at Twino.
Thank you.